In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We celebrate today at the second Sunday of Ordinary Time, and in our readings, the main topic is the resurrection, of us as human beings with our body and soul. But today, especially during this Mass, we focus on people who will form part of our Catholic Church, our community. We have today this rite of welcoming the candidates that they participate in RCIA program. Today we will welcome new inquirers into our community of faith as candidates. Over the coming year, they will prepare for their full initiation in the Christian faith by confirmation and Eucharist. You are very important in this rite, for it is the entire Church, those in this community, as well as the entire body of Christ that is beyond the walls of this place, that accepts these inquirers as persons who intend to become members. What is your name? Dear inquirers, what do you ask of God Church?
Faith.
What does faith offer you? God gives life to everyone who comes into this world. Though unseen, He reveals Himself through the works of His hands, so that all people may learn to give thanks to their Creator. You have followed God's light, and the way of the Gospel now lies open before you. Set your feet firmly on the path and acknowledge the living God, who truly speaks to everyone. Walk in the light of Christ and learn to trust in His wisdom. Commit your lives daily to His care, so that you may come to believe in Him with all your heart. This is the way of faith, along with Christ, will lead you in love to eternal life. Are you prepared to begin this journey today under the guidance of Christ? Sponsors, you present these inquirers to us. Are you ready to help these inquirers by being witnesses to the living Christ and accompanying them on the journey of discipleship?
Yes.
God of mercy, we thank you for these your servants. You have sought and summoned them in many ways, and they have turned to seek you. You have called them today, and they have answered in our presence. We praise you, Lord, and we bless you. We praise you, Lord, and we bless you. Receive the sign of the cross on your forehead. It is Christ Himself who strengthened you with this sign of His love. Learn to know Him and follow Him. Glory and praise you, Lord Jesus Christ. Receive the sign of the cross on your ears, that you may hear the voice of the Lord. Receive the sign of the cross on your eyes, that you may see the glory of God. Receive the sign of the cross on your lips, that you may respond to the word of God. Receive the sign of the cross over your heart, that Christ may dwell there by faith. Receive the sign of the cross on your shoulders, that you may bear the gentle yoke of Christ. Receive the sign of the cross on your hands, that Christ may be known in the work which you do. Receive the sign of the cross on your feet, that you may walk in the way of Christ. I sign you with the sign of eternal life, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Receive the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Lord, by the cross and resurrection of your Son, you have given life to your people. These candidates have been signed with the sign of Christ's cross. Make them living proof of its saving power and help them to persevere in the footsteps of Christ. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, graciously keep from us all adversity, so that unhindered in mind and body life, we may pursue in freedom of heart the things that are yours. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated.
With you.
With your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up the descendants for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers. The first married a woman, but died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and likewise, all the seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now, at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all seven had been given to her." Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called out, 'Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' And he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for all to him are alive." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Congratulating you on this rite of welcoming. Now we can call you official candidates. And hopefully at this vigil we will witness you receiving sacraments, Eucharist and confirmation. Congratulations again. And we need to come to our, we can say, normal business. What churches proposes us today, the topic of the resurrection of the dead, of our life after life on this earth. And I think that because we are very close to the end of this liturgical year, today we celebrate 32nd Sunday, next week will be 33rd, another week Christ the King, the last Sunday of this liturgical year. And we will start a new liturgical year with first Sunday of Advent. But also, because we are in this month of November, Church proposes us to think, to stop, and to put our attention on the end of our life here. Of course, we don't like to talk about this. We would like to live forever, and we will. We hope for this life, live forever with God, but not here on this earth. Deacon Henry last Sunday mentioned seven Catholic books of the Old Testament, but only in Catholic version of the Bible we can find them. Our first reading today is from one of these Catholic books of Old Testament, second book of Maccabees. And we have our first reading, only 8 verses, part of this big account on martyrdom of 7 brothers with their mother. And as you heard from the words of some of these brothers, they suffered all these things and they died simply believing in the resurrection at the last day. Everlasting reward or punishment after the end of this world. Reward or punishment to be experienced by the whole person, not only by the soul, but also by the body. So we see that probably 200 years before Christ, when these books were written, many Jews had to come to believe in the resurrection of the human being. And this ultimate plan, God's plan for humanity. In our Lord's time, during the life of Jesus Christ, this belief was very popular, but we cannot say that everyone believed in the resurrection. The Pharisees embraced the teaching, but the other group, religious group and political group, Sadducees, they accepted only first 5 books of the Old Testament, the Torah, and they did not accept the belief about the resurrection of the human being. And it is why we have this controversy in today's Gospel reading. And Jesus' quotation to them precisely from Torah, from the book of Exodus, about God of Abraham, God of Moses, God of the living, not God of the dead. In Christianity, in our faith, in Catholicism, we of course believe in resurrection of us. We repeat every Sunday during the Creed, I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. This is one of the fundamental belief, part of our faith. Our biblical faith reveals to us that when God created humanity, He created us in His own image. He created us, body and soul, ourselves, who we are, must include the whole being, both body and soul. Soul is not an entire person. Body is not an entire person. We need to have body and soul. And when we talk about the resurrection, about life after life here, we need to talk about these two realities. We experience the resurrection of the body and soul. If our bodies are destined for resurrection and for the fullness of life with Christ, if our bodies are part of our being the image of God, then we need to treat our body with respect, with dignity. That is why after the death of a person, we bring the body here to the church for funeral rites. It is why we honor them with incense, why we bless the graves into which we will intern them. A few years ago, the Vatican issued a document called On Rising with Christ. And I am sure that most of us, we already know about this, but it is always good to repeat it, even if some news we received already. The document reminds us that caring for the bodies of the deceased, the Church confirms its faith in the resurrection and separates itself from attitudes and rites that see in death the definitive obliteration of the person, a stage in the process of reincarnation, or the fusion of one soul with the universe. We still believe that the human soul exists after the death of the person. Someone put out this summary, this commentary over this document from 2016. Loved ones belong in a cemetery, not on a coffee table, nor should human remains be turned into jewelry. People, even dead people, are not pendants. The instruction denies burial rites for those who requested cremation and the scattering of the ashes for reasons contrary to the human faith. The same person said, human body, human cadaver is not trash, and we need to respect our human body even after death. It is why we put them into the tombs, or the ashes we treat in the same respect as the human body. Laboring a grave or tomb or urn in a public place is our expression of this belief in the communion of saints, the unending unity in Christ of all the baptized, both living and dead. Every Mass, we pray for people who already passed. Especially in this month of November, we pray for them, organizing even some vigils on our cemeteries. We have real respect and devotion to God, and we offer to God our deceased. We pray for them, we pray for ourselves, that one day all of us, we can be reunited in better world. We also, at the end of this Mass, will pray for people whose name were written in these envelopes that we have now on the altar. We also pray for all our faithful departed, from our families, our group of friends, our neighbors. We need to do this very often. This is the only gift that we can give them. We pray for our deceased.